This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1692. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 23rd, Australia, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Djibouti, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Germany, India, Ireland and Northern, Japan, Korea South, Myanmar, North America, Romania, Rwanda, Somaliland, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Thailand, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Kent Murphy in West Virginia recommends a show on Radio Australia. In fact, he says, I cannot recommend highly enough listening to RA on Saturday afternoons in North America, Sunday mornings in Australia. It's a show called Australia All Over, hosted by a guy named Macca, M-A-C-C-A. It serves a delicious brunch of tunes, yarns, banter, sports, satire, bird songs, comical phone calls, and irreverent Aussiness at its very, very best. If you want a breath of fresh air, it's hard to imagine anything better. It must be heard to be truly appreciated. It starts at 17:30 UT Saturdays and lasts 4.5 hours until 2200. The final hour only is easily heard, at least in Central North America, on 21740. Otherwise, you may be better off listening to their webcast or their archival highlights of each week's show on a podcast. Look for it at abc.net.au under the title Australia All Over. There's a three-way collision in Asia on 4750 among China, Bangladesh, and Indonesia. Listening in North America, China usually not too much of a factor, but which will you be hearing, Bangladesh or Indonesia? Ron Howard says R.R.I. McCusser was missing for a couple of days, so he was hearing Bangladesh Betar's only home service shortwave frequency, 4750, both October 20th and 21st. And at 14:03 on both days, they play marching band music. However, one day it was without bagpipes, which he had apparently heard before. Still a decent signal there, shortly after 1500 UT, with light interference from China. A Bolivian we never hear in the evenings is reported in the morning by Pedro F. Arunatigi in Peru. It's Radio Panamericana in La Paz, which he says is now on 6105.35, down slightly from his previous measurement. This was actually back on the 7th of October, heard at 1105 to 1140 UT, with news in Spanish. As I mentioned last week, the Costa Rica relay of Spain is closing down forever as of October 27th. As usual, it's not entirely clear whether this means its last day of broadcast will be Saturday the 26th local time, or partly into the UT day 27th, which is Sunday and the start of the new B13 season. In any event, Harold Froge snarfed from Aoki the full schedule of the Costa Rica relay, for what it's worth. Here it is. There may be still some variations, and it all depends on the day of the week. 3350 from 02 to 06 daily. 5965 from 04 to 08 daily. 5970 from 12 to 15, Sunday through Friday. And 5995, 01 to 04 daily. 9630, 00 to 02 daily in DRM. 9765, Sunday at 15 to 23, Saturday at 16 to 23, and Monday through Saturday at 18 to 20. 11815 is the only other frequency, daily in DRM at midnight to 01, Monday to Saturday 12 to 15, Sunday 12 to 23, Saturday 16 to 23, and Monday through Saturday 18 until 20. More about the closure was on last week's Amigos de la Onda Corta program from Spain. José Bueno posts a preview of the content on several lists, and Here's part of what was said about that. Transmissions will be closed on 28 October. Well, that's Monday. So does that mean it will be broadcasting all day Sunday? We'll soon find out. It says the shortwave center in Spain at Novlejas will assume the frequencies and the coverage carried out from Costa Rica. And transmission hours will be increased by 300 per month from Spain. That works out to about 10 transmitter hours per day added on to their schedule already. Of course, for propagational reasons, not all the exact same frequencies will necessarily work from Spain as they have from Costa Rica. For 2 or 3 months, the Spanish DX program of Radio Vanacuba has been promoting a big event, which is to occur this week on the Sunday, October 28th program. A version of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, in Spanish, of course. I don't know how they'll fit it into a quarter-hour program, but they're offering a special QSL. We've already received a sample of the interesting design. The airtimes on far too many RHC frequencies to mention are Sunday at 1335 UT, 2240 approximately, and UT Monday, 0135. It seems that the Cuban clandestine Radio República has either expanded or changed its schedule. It had been on for 2 hours at midnight to 02 UT on 9490 via France and heavily jammed. However, on October 22nd at 0247, I was still hearing the heavy jamming, which was a clue that Radio República was still on, but not necessarily, since the Dentro-Cuban jamming command isn't always exactly accurate. However, I then found a log from Claudio Galas in Chile that he heard Radio República October 19th still going at 0203 UT, so it appears they're on until 0300 if they're not starting at 0100 instead of midnight UT. On my almost nightly 60-meter band scan around 01 UT, on October 23rd, right above Cuba 4765, I was astounded to hear the Quran on 4780. What in the world could that be? There was no break at the top of the hour, and I heard it for about half an hour. Well, the only Islamic world station ordinarily on 4780 is, of course, Djibouti, but it's normally not on the air until 0300. 01 UT is in the middle of the night for them, and it's not even Ramadan. This was coincidentally heard as well by Stephen Wood in Massachusetts at midnight 24 UT, October 23rd. We're hoping for some further info which will clinch whether or not this was really coming from Djibouti, and of course we'll be checking further to see if it happens again. Otherwise it might have been a mistake, an error by some other station. Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, continues on 15190. Normally they play one American religious broadcaster after another, starting at odd times during the hour, even though they may be quarter or half hour programs. And normally there's no announcement or ID between the programs. So if you do hear a Radio Africa ID, consider yourself extremely fortunate. That is the case with Ron Howard in California, October 22nd. At 15:17 between programs, he actually heard them say, "You are listening to Radio Africa. Thanks for listening to Radio Africa's inspirational programs." But don't count on that happening again any other day at that same time. We now have several reports of people actually hearing that new clandestine for Eritrea we mentioned last week, Voice of the Forum of Eritreans, on 15245 via Bulgaria. It's at 17 to 18 UT and scheduled only on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, which is sort of symmetrical. Rich Ray in Burr Ridge, Illinois, heard it both on Saturday, October 19th, and Sunday, the 20th, in the Chagrinya language. Music interspersed throughout the show, including chatting in the last few minutes until it went off at 17:58. Very good copy, especially on Sunday, he says. Thanks to Abid Hussein Sajid, who sent us the new B-13 schedule for Deutsche Welle, and to Alan Rowe for reworking it to a more usable format. The English broadcasts, of course, are now only to Africa from the Kigali-Rwanda relay. Some transmissions end 3 minutes before the hour, cutting off programming in progress. I'll just round off the times. Here we go for the complete English from Germany. At 04 to 05, 7425, 9470, and 9800. At 05 to 530, the same frequencies plus 12070. 530 to 6, just 7425 and 9470. 6 to 630, 15275, 15700, and 17800. 630 to 7, the same except 15275. Then there's a large gap until 19 to 1930 UT on 11800, 12070, and 15275. At 1930 to 20, the same except 12070. At 20 to 21, back on 9800, 11800, and 12070, as well as at 21 until 22 UT. We found those last couple of hours are received best in North America, although many of them are aimed toward West Africa, and we're just about in the same direction. Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach in California has been enjoying listening to stations in northeast India the past week, notably All India Radio Shillong on 4970. On October 20th, they had news in English at 12:30, and then a country and western music show on Sundays titled Blue Bayou. ID is the Northeastern Service of All India Radio from Shillong. He says the audio was the best heard in a long time on that occasion. Then they had a Beatles song, sports news at 14:36. Enjoyable listening when their audio is up to normal levels. Then October 21st, similar excellent conditions at 14:39 ending sports news. A rock and roll music show followed Hall of Fame in English. On October 22nd, he listened from 14:41 with a special radio report since the President of India was visiting Shillong for the convocation of the Northeastern Hill University. Mike Terry forwards a post from Sean Gilbert of the World Radio TV Handbook on their Facebook group titled Reductions in Shortwave and Mediumwave Output by International Broadcasters. He says, I've been looking at reductions in shortwave output by domestic broadcasters, where possible, in a language-by-language form, keeping records of the top 19 languages used by broadcasters since the B10 season. I can see a reduction in output on 18 of those 19 languages. The only one increasing is Tibetan. The languages which have suffered the most reduction since the B10 season, starting with the most, number one, German, number two, Russian, then Farsi, Spanish, Portuguese, Indonesian, French, English is number 8, Arabic, and Vietnamese. He cites the exact figures to a tenth of a percent. The reduction in English is 31.2%. In contrast to those, Chinese is only down by 5% and Korean 1%, while Tibetan is up over 7%. Patrick Robich in Austria must be at a good skip distance from Ireland. He enjoys pulling in church services from Ireland on Sunday mornings, which are relayed on the Citizens Band, presumably for local shut-ins to hear. They're all in the narrowband FM mode, and it takes careful listening, I think, to figure out the actual locations from some mentions that be made, since I assume they do not give formal IDs. Here are the ones he heard October 20th between 0847 and 0925. On 27601, Church of the Immaculate Conception in Castlecomer County, Kilkenny. On 27605, St. Mary's Church, Ballyheigh, County Kerry. 27618, Holy Trinity Abbey Church in Adair, County Limerick, tentative. 27631, St. Joseph's Church, Glenville, County Cork. And he also heard some from Northern Ireland. On 27811, St. Patrick's Church, Ballinderry, County Tyrone. 27901, Church of St. Malachy Armagh in County Armagh. And please forgive my pronunciation of Irish. We're amid World of Radio number 1692. You may read a lot more about the items I mentioned, and many I never have time for, in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 13-43, via worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tom McLaughlin in Lubbock, Texas, who sends an annual contribution in memory of Gigi Lytle, who died on October 17, 2000. I checked in the local newspaper obituary is still available. It mentions her shortwave hobby interest and has a nice portrait of her. It's at lubbockonline.com. We have the exact link, but you could probably find it by searching the obits on her name, G-I-G-I-L-Y-T-L-E, or on her real first name, which was Gloria. Tom sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. And by that method, it need not necessarily be in U.S. funds. Because of its scheduling only on the 6 MHz band, I usually can't hear Seabreeze from Japan, the service advocating for Japanese who've been kidnapped by North Korea, at 1330 to 1430 UT. But now in the fall, it's possible to propagate again this far. And I did find it October 19th at 1330, opening in Japanese on 5985. And making a heterodyne with Myanmar, which is usually off frequency 5985.8 or so. On Fridays only, Seabreeze or Shokaze is in English. Ron Howard says they have not changed frequency since last heard in August on 5985. Normally they jump around to other frequencies about once a month. Too bad they're still blocking Myanmar. Here's another new B-13 schedule effective October 27th for NHK World Radio Japan. Thanks to Wolfgang Büschel for sending the full schedule, which Radio Japan Monitoring sent to him. Here are the English broadcasts. And they're half an hour long. At 0330 to Europe on medium wave, 738 from Moscow and 1386 from Lithuania. At 05, 9770 from France to Southern Africa, and 13640 via UAE to Europe. At 1000, 9625 direct to Oceania. That's the only one left direct from Japan. At 1200, 11740 via Singapore to Southeast Asia. At 14, 11925 via Palau to Southeast Asia, and 11695 via Uzbekistan to Southwest Asia. And finally at 1800, 11800 via South Africa to Central Africa. We still have no new schedule from KBS World Radio in South Korea. However, WRN Broadcast has been publicizing that starting October 27th, they are relaying KBS in German at 19 to 20 UT via Bulgaria in hybrid DRM and AM. The DRM is on 5875 and analog on 5885. And of course, they're interested in reports about how these compare and whether there's any mutual interference. In fact, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight tells us they were already testing this starting October 22nd, but on slightly different frequencies, 5870 for DRM and 5880 for analog. On October 23rd, Ron Howard measured the exact frequency of Myanmar radio as 5985.77 variable. At 1530 to 1555, that was Wednesday, they had their English broadcast, news headlines and news in detail, weather, nationalistic slogans, and then at 1539, the VOA special English program about Stephen Foster. Played many songs he wrote, Oh Susanna, Genie with the Light Brown Hair. Very nice, he says, to find they still carry this VOA program on Wednesdays. I still haven't managed to catch the religious pirate advocating Yahweh station YHWH on 3235, but it's still showing up. Bob LaRose in California heard it October 18th. At 0255. He says readable with big swings in strength and ID at 0304. Ron Howard in California also heard it UT Monday, October 21st at 0240 until off at 0247. This time they were on the exact frequency rather than 50 hertz low. Usual preaching about the truth of Yahweh, some music and singing. Sign off with goodbye and I love you. Radio Romania International is another of those stations that shifts all its broadcasts by one real UT hour from summer to winter and vice versa, even though if summertime does not apply in many of the target areas or applies in reverse. Via Wolfgang Büschel, here's the English schedule he extracted from HFCC. I'll quickly go through all the frequencies. Shows starting on the half hour are less than half an hour long. Those starting on the hour are less than 1 hour long. At 01, 6145 and 7325. 04, 6020, 7305, 11710 and 13730. 0630, 7345, 17780 and 21600. At 12, 15460, 17530, 17765, 21570. At 18, 9780, 2130, 7310, 7380, and 9435. At 23, 6015, 7220, 7395, and 9620. If you prefer, you may replace each of those O's with a zero. Thanks to a tip from Dan Sheedy, Ron Howard in California has been enjoying hearing Radio Rwanda via Long Path in the mornings on 6055 since October 18th. They have news headlines a few minutes after 1500 UT, including partly in English, although apparently not on weekends. Also heard by Walt Samenuve in British Columbia. That's not audible until Japan signs off at 1500. Here in deep North America, I managed to hear Radio Hargeisa Somaliland by Long Path, although it's only a just barely audible carrier. But I have little doubt that's what it is, slightly below 7120. And I time the exact second when the carrier is cut. On October 18th, it was 35 and a half seconds past 1401. On October 21st, it was 7 seconds past 1401. They take an hour break and come back on at 1500 when it's too late for us to hear them. Not only is Radio Havana doing War of the Worlds in Spanish, but at the very same hour, PCJ Radio International from Taiwan via Sri Lanka is broadcasting the entire War of the Worlds from the Mercury Theater, 1938, 1330 to 1430 UT, October 27th, on 11835, and also offering a special QSL. However, do not expect to hear it well in North America. Here's another new B13 schedule for English broadcast from Radio Thailand, which I extracted from HFCC. At 1230 and 1400, both on 9390, as they have been. At 19 to 20, 9965. Let's hope that Palau is not also broadcasting at that time, as registered. A quarter hour at 2030, also to Europe on 9535. At midnight to 01 to North America, 13745, with a usual slew switch in the middle from Eastern to Western North American antennas. At 02 to 2:30, also 13745, and 0530 to 06, 12015. As often happens in October for some reason, 11-meter conditions have been good, not only from Ireland to Austria, but also within North America. For the first time since February, Harold Froge in Michigan heard once again audio from a TV station in Sacramento, California on Narrowband FM 26110. It's KOVR. October 13th at 16:35 past 17:02. Apparently a local chat show. Also heard October 16th at 14:46. He says during breaks, the transmitter goes off the air, sometimes stays with an open carrier and sometimes not. He tried 25910 and 990 for the Metroplex stations, not heard. Nor Denver from 25950, which may or may not still be active. However, Terry Kruger in Florida did hear the KOA relay on 25950, narrowband FM, but he says it was heard fine and best in the upper sideband mode, October 17th at 1331 with local and Fox News and AccuWeather for Denver. Quite a sensation among medium wave GXers up and down eastern North America when a station from Florida was being heard on 1030, despite WBZ in Boston. It's WONQ in Oviedo. They had an English ID on the hour at 0200 UT, October 20th, says Bob Young. But most of the time it was an unidentifiable language, which others decided was Haitian Creole. It's a 50-kilowatt station in the daytime, which they must have been running at night, and furthermore, the pattern is non-directional when on 50 kilowatts. So that temporarily compensates for the state of Florida having been deprived of any Class 1A clear channel station when those were set up. On that same date, it was also heard by Les Rayburn in Alabama, Tom Jasinski in Illinois, and Earl Higgins in Missouri, who says, "It's definitely Haitian Creole. At times they're absolutely dominating over Boston here in St. Louis. It looks like they recently switched from Spanish to Haitian, French, and Creole." The French was also heard by James Niven in Austin, Texas, and Mark Connolly on Cape Cod, not too far from WBZ, was able to pull an ID from WONQ through his local station. I've not seen any reports of this since that occasion on UT October 20th, so it may have been back to normal on low power and directional away from the north, but it could happen again. Regarding that unidentified car alarm sound on 22819, there's been a lot more discussion. Here's what the monitor known as T, or Token, in the Mojave Desert has to say. "The signal is not super darn. That has a very well-defined and well-documented waveform. It also typically changes frequencies often. The super darn transmitter uses a pulsed waveform of less than a 10% duty cycle. The 22819 signal is 100% duty cycle, and the super darn transmitters would probably not be capable of this. The latest super darn transmitters also have a 20 MHz low-pass filter. After the final, I do know I've never seen a super darn signal above about 18 MHz. I've been watching this 22819 and others, about a dozen, off and on for over a year. I cannot tell you what it is, but I can tell you several things it is not. And with very high confidence, a radar is one of those knots. Another knot is a sounder, such as an ionosonde." And for further discussion, he has also started a thread about this at the forum under utility listening at radioreference.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices, mostly 5 and 2, but peaking at 15 and 4 on November 11th. Solar flux dropping from 120 October 24th to 100 on the 30th and 31st, and climbing to a peak of 135 on November 12th and 13th. And the outlook from F.K. Janda of the Czech Propagation Interest Group: geomagnetic field will be quiet on October 23rd, 31st, November 1st to 3rd and 14th to 19th. Quiet to active on October 24th, 25th, 28th, 29th, November 5th and 8th through 12th, but not active to disturbed. That's World of Radio, 1692. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.